The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yumad Daf Mem. The previous shiur we defined and tried to see a pattern where the Hagrolo, which is the subject of our Mishnah, of our Sugya, the Hagrolo that was done, the Koyin, the Skan, that's not only a selection process like we find in other karbanos, defining which is the karban, but it's part and parcel, and it's actually the first part in the avoida of the seirim itself. The first step of the karban of the soar natal lefnei lefnim and the soar lazazel is the selection process. What does this mean? What is this telling us? What's the significance of a goyro? What does it mean, a goyro? What significance do we see in a goyro? A goyro is just by chance. You want to say there is no chance, but what is it telling us? The insight that we're going to offer into Shnei Seirim, into the Korban of Shnei Seirim, comes from the Maral, from other sources, leads us to a profound depth of understanding into the process of the Kapara of Yom Kippur, and it also gives us an insight into the process of Tshuva. It's very interesting, the Rambam discusses the battle of wills that goes on inside a person, the ideas that lie behind Ra and Toiv, the whole selection process that a person uses with his Koyach HaBechira, discussions about how does a person's nature pit itself against what a person is capable of, how can a person change his nature, all these types of discussions the Rambam has in Hilchus Tshuva, which means that Hilchus Tshuva, when a person wants to get from point A, where he's not living his life the way he wants to be, and he wants to bring himself to point B, to a place of Tahara, to a place of Oymid Lefnei Hashem, a profound understanding of the nature of the Bria, and the nature of what does it mean that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Yoytzer Oiru Boirei Choshech, Yoytzer Oiru Boirei Ra, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the same Rabbeinu Shel Olam as the Ramchal says, that created Toiv, created Ra, in order to give us Koyach HaBechira, to bring out the Toiv in its ultimate triumph, that Toiv is chosen over Ra, that we have to do the work of choosing Toiv over Ra, of obliterating Ra and promoting Toiv and making this world into a Mokum Shekuloi Toiv, which will only be lost at Lodoi. All that is part of the process of Tshuva, and it's all part of the process of Yom Kippur. The ultimate source of all Chet, what lies in the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom created man with Bechiru. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave Adam Rishon the choice to be Boich HaBatoiv HaBara, but the Rambam, the Ramchal B'Kvoisov, tell us that even though Adam Rishon was created with Bechiru, he was able to be Choyte, he was able to listen to the Nachash HaKadmoni and eat from the Eitz Hadas. However, there's a profound difference between the Bechiru that Adam Rishon had Lefnei Achet and that which happened to man, that which exists by all of us, the whole existence, the way we of man, the way we know it, after Achet. Koidem Achet, the Bechiru was something outside of a person, which means that a person, Adam Rishon was created Kuloi Toiv. Veha Adam V'chava, were Arumim Hein, they were unclothed. V'lo Yisboi Shashu, there was nothing to be embarrassed about. What is the Pasuk telling us? The Adam and Chava were born in the jungle. They didn't understand that you have to have some dignity and wear clothing. The Pshat is, the Rambam tells us, that their guf, there was nothing inside of them. There was nothing about them, not physically, mentally, or emotionally, which had an atiyah to shiftless, which had an atiyah to ra. They were kuloi toiv. Their guf was not more than a klishoris l'avodas Hashem. Their minds were given to them in order to be able to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Their emotional world was all there to be able to lead them in the path of Avodas Hashem. Their guf was not more than a kli for Avodas Hashem. There's absolutely nothing to wear clothing from. The lashon of levush, miloshen busha, the lashon of beged comes miloshen bogod, to rebel. When a person rebels against the Rabbeinu Shalom, when man rebelled against the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he began to see his body as something that could gain pleasure on its own, for a reason not relating to the Rabbeinu Shalom, eating from the Eitz Hadas gave man pleasure. We don't know if it was a pleasure of eating a slice of pizza or drinking a Coke. Obviously it was something more profound, but on whatever level we could understand it, just a person eating something. As soon as the physical world became a vehicle for pleasure, which was not directed to making one grow as an Eved Hashem, the body becomes a source of shame, of embarrassment. One sees the body as something which is not living up to his calling as a Tzelem Elokim, in which case one has to cover it. There's a natural instinct in man to have busha from his body to cover it over. By the way, the reason why a person doesn't feel the need to cover his nose is because he doesn't use his nose in a way that doesn't fit his calling as a human being. A mouth doesn't have to be covered. Nobody feels the need to cover their face, except for some of the Arab women. Nobody feels the need to cover their face, to cover their mouth, because they understand that a mouth is something that one uses for speech, which is a function of being a Tzelem Elokim. The other parts of the body that a person covers is because he hears that those parts of the body he uses or he has an idea to use in a way which is not fitting with his calling as an Eved Hashem. That disconnect, that sense of disconnect, creates Bechira, where there's inside a person is a struggle of Ra and Toiv going on. The struggle of Ra and Toiv going on inside a person is what creates it, our inability to live our lives the way we want to, because everything is in the subconscious, which is why we saw Salanter put such a strong emphasis on learning Musar. A person has to be able to see his chisroinus, his failings, his weaknesses in front of him in a conscious way. When things are conscious, the mind has control, and there's much less of a power to be controlled by forces that are inside oneself. But right now, we live in a world where we're mixed up, we're smished. Inside us is Toiv v'ra, in a battle royal for supremacy. Adam Rishon Koid Machet, the Ra was outside of him. The first step in Shtelling Arek, the first step in creating, restoring a balance between Ra and Toiv, to be able to live one's life dedicated to Toiv and to get the Ra out of oneself, is putting the Ra in for, is a biru of the Toiv in the Ra. The Shnei Seirim represent Ra and Toiv. As I state in Ramban, in the beginning of Parashat Akimoyz, that the Shnei Seirim, the Soh Echad Lashem, and the Soh Echad Lazozel, the Soh Echad Lazozel obviously is the Koyach HaRa, it's pushed off the rocks, nothing's left of it. It goes Letimoyin, it goes, it's destroyed. Ra is destroyed, Toiv triumphs by coming for an avoid of being Mechapel Lefnai V'Lefnim. But those Shnei Seirim are mixed up, they're one carbon. Ra and Toiv battle inside a person. The Goyrul represents the fact that both of these things are together. They're two choices. A person feels when he's walking down the street, he has a choice. Either he could keep his eyes to himself, or he could look at things he's not supposed to. Either he could use his sense of taste to eat that which will give him Avodas Hashem, which will give him Koyach Avodas Hashem, or he could eat something which will up his cholesterol and make him forget his serving as an Eved Hashem. So on and so forth. The examples are many. This process of taking the Ra outside of oneself and putting the Ra in front, where one could feel, be a Toiv, recognize the Ra and be Doichid, because there's a conscious choice that could be made, to regain one's Koyach HaBchir, the first step is making that Goyrul. Realizing there's a battle, there's a hat, so to speak, there's a Kalfi here, with two Goyrolois, Echad Lashem v'Echad Lazozel, taking out the Goyrul that says Lashem and announcing Lashem, dedicating oneself Lashem, putting the Ra out, so recognizing Ra for what it is, being Mevarit, bringing it outside of oneself, and then getting rid of it, then pushing it away. That's the Koyach. It's the same thing if a person has a computer without a filter. So the Ra and the Toiv Mishtamish Ba'avuvya. On the one hand, the person has a computer, there's so much, he can keep in touch, he can do business, emails, he could, if somebody's not well, he could do medical research, there's so much good that a person could do with a computer. On the same computer, with a push of a button, he could bring Memtesh Shai Tumma right into his living room. So what is it? That's exactly what the Nachash HaKadmoni wanted, Rav V'Toyv Mishtamshim Bavuvya. So what one does is, just saying as a small example, you put a filter, and everything that doesn't belong, that's inappropriate, is outside. It doesn't mean you can't get to it. All you have to do is walk down the street to somebody else. But it's outside of the Toiv. The Toiv is here. I only use my computer for things that are of benefit for mankind. Benefit for me as a Yid, benefit for others, benefit for myself, my financial stuff, whatever the case is. The Ra that the computer is capable of is not here. It's outside. Once there's a separation between Ra and Toiv, a person could start working. But can't you handle it, that mensch? There's Ra, there's Toiv, you can make a conscious decision. But if Ra and Toiv are mishtamshim ba'avuvya, the choshech v'or mishtamshim ba'avuvya, you can't even make a decision. There's no bechira to be able to make a decision. The first step in tshuva, like we said, is this putting in its proper place what the definition of Raz, what the definition of Tayyib is. Declaring this soil is Lashem, this soil is Lazazel, then there's an avoid of taking the soil Lazazel and pushing him off a cliff. Taking all the computer garbage and being Mevarit in Olam. That'll be when Mashiach comes. For us, what we have to do is we have to declare on our homes, on ourselves, whatever it is, Lashem. Declare on things that don't belong in our machne, Lazazel, and then we could get to work on pushing it away. The beginning of the process of Yom Kippur was that the Seirim are together. The Shnei Seirim represent Choshech V'Oyim, Mishnam Shem V'Avudu, Shove B'Koyma, Shove B'Noi, Shove B'Mara, they were taken together, they're one Mitzius. There's a Hagrola, there's two Stodim, one is pulled out, that's the first step in the Avodah of destroying Ra and causing the triumph of Toiv. The soil Lashem, which is on Lufnei Lufnim, the Kapara, the soil Lazazel, which is pushed away, and the Lashon turns into the Chut HaShani turns into white to show the Kapara of Klai Yisrael. All that is part of the ultimate Bittul of Ra and the ultimate triumph of Toiv. The first thing is to separate the two, to be Mevarer the two. That's the first step. That's a Maisa Avodah, and that's what's going on over here. Let's take this to a deeper level. The Svarim tell us, the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, the Maral in several places, tell us that this Shnei Seirim over here represent Yaakov and Esav. It's very interesting. Yitzchok and Yishmael, Yitzchok is Toiv, Yishmael is Ra, but they have nothing to do with each other. Yitzchok was born from one mother, Yishmael was born from another mother, he's 13 years older, they live different lives, they march side by side, they have nothing to do with each other. Yitzchok is Toiv, Yitzchok is Kivis Elikimli Toiv, Yishmael is Rab, Huyeh Pera Odom, Arabs, terrorists, what does one have to do with the other? Esav and Yaakov is a much more profound definition of what Klal Yisrael is, a much more profound definition of what Toiv and Ra is. Yaakov and Esav, Shnei Lumim, Rivka was Mekabel Benavua from Shem Ve'Ever, Shnei Lumim, Bivitnech, Umimayich, Shnei Goyim, Bivitnech, Umimayich, Yiporedu. They're born together, they struggled before they were born together. When Rivka walked by the base medesh, there's a pull this way. That's what a medesh, does is a mensch. He walks by a base medesh, he wants to be a malach. He walks by a mokum tumah, he wants to be a galach. Rabbi Yochanan, the Mashgiach, the Mir Mashgiach, is there. A mensch is a minuta malach, a tzveta minuta galach. A person walks by here, the base medish part of him jumps out. He walks by here, the avaydazara part of him jumps out. The choyshech v'or mishnam shem b'avudu. As soon as they were Polish, as soon as they came out, mimei imam, there was a process here, they looked the same. Yitzchok couldn't tell the difference. Esav was a tzayid befer. Rivka, the Yiddish mama, was able to tell the difference between the two of them, and she was doichish. She steered Yaakov ishtom yoishem v'olam in one direction. Esav is an ish tzayid befer in a different direction. Ish sodah tzayid befer in a different direction. But Ra and Toiv, in its most profoundest, deepest sense, evil doesn't present itself as something totally separate than Toiv. Evil is something that's mixed up with the Toiv. That's the most profound evil, because it attacks the Toiv b'sheiroshov. It doesn't just attack the Toiv on the outside. An Arab is not a threat. He blows himself up, say that we do tshuva, we keep away from him, we hire more security guards. We're not influenced by him as a person. He doesn't really have anything to do with us. The culture of Esav, the tarbus of Esav, the influence of Esav, the chitzonius of Esav, all that creeps into us, and it has the koyach hachman al son to be mahapach toiv l'ra, and it turns ra into toiv. That mishtamshim b'avuvya, ra and toiv, that shnei goyim bevitnech, that is the struggle of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov came out, he was attached to Esav, v'yodei echezes b'kev Esav, there was a struggle from the first. Later on, they vayovek yish imoy ad alois hashachar. The dust went up. The medrash says the dust went up vayovek avak shol lekisei kovet. The epic struggle and battle of the existence of man is the struggle of Yaakov and Esav. In that context, the Ramban says that on Yom Kippur, when we return the bria to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and we do our part in making the bria go back to its original form. We make the world into a world of Gan Eden. We go Lefnai V'Lefnim, we send the Kohen Gadol, Yitzir Enushius, the crown of mankind, into the Kodesh Kadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnei Hashem, to stand once again that all of Klal Yisrael, all of us, when we get to Ne'ilah at least, we should stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should have a relationship, an open, clear relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, but we're involved in a struggle with Esav, there's a real struggle. Even when we get to Sukkot, state in the Medrash that it's not clear who wins. Yaakov and Esav, they look the same, they have the same fingerprints, the same, they're identical twins. It doesn't say that Yaakov was a blondie and Esav was a redhead. Says that Esav was clear as a red, but it seems that they represented each other. The Benoi, they were born together. Likichasam, the Koima, they were one. But that one has to be inspired. Toivara have to be separated. There's an avoided to go b'fnai b'fnim to separate the two. That is avoided. We get to the first day Sukkis. It says in the Medrash, it's not clear who wins. Klaiso comes with the dal minim didon notzach. We won. We're Matzlich, and even that, till Hashanah Rabbah, till Shmini Atzeres, and so on. There's a struggle of Ran Toiv, and there has to be a Biru of Ran Toiv. The Ramban says in the beginning of Achri Mois that Tchias, Soel Azazel Menatzuk, represents the final getting rid of all the Moshim Be'atzion, Lishpoit is Har Esav. To be done on Har Seir. It's interesting, right after Achri Mois, right after the parasha of Avoidas, Yom HaKippurim comes in Isra of Shechut Echutz, and it says over there that the Shechut Echutz is that people would shecht outside, that they shouldn't shecht La Seirim, the Ruchos, the sense of wild of Efkerus in the Bria, to shecht not in a Mokum Kodesh, to shecht to the Bria, to shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash, to be an Ish Sodeh, Tzayid Befiv was called La Seirim. Esav is represented by Soil. Yaakov Avinu, when he had to go in to get the Bronx, he had to go and dress like Esav. He had to go with Sar of the Soil on his hands. He had to feel like the Soil, like the Ish Soil. The Shnei Seirim. Echad Lashem ve'echad Lazozel. The Goyrol creates, the Goyrol shtels avek. It establishes the Biru Tevra thereafter. There's an Avoida of being Mekadish and being Doicha. Doing the Avoida Lufnayim Lufnim and the being Doicha Esav v'natzuk. But that's the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. It says in Arizal that if Esav would have been what he could have been, Ish Tzayid, Ish Sodeh Tzayid Befiv, the Arizal says that means that he had the koyach to be Tzayid Befiv, Teresh Baal Peh. Yaakov Avinu would have been Yosh Veholim, Ish Tam Yosh Veholim, Teresh Hashem Tamima, he would have been Teresh B'Ksav, Esav would have been Teresh Baal Peh. There would have been one team. Yaakov would have been the Tzad HaNigla, it would have been the Tzadness, however you want to define it. They could have been one team. Ra and Toiv are meant that ultimately they should cooperate. A person was given his Tzad Ra only to bring it close to the Rebbeinu. That's what Esav should have been. Tzad Esav was Yotso, and Amela, we have to be Doichim, but we have to be get rid of the Esav mi Bifnim, the Shnei Seirim. The Echad Lashem, the Echad Lazoz has to be created al yidei the Goyro. Thereafter, the Kohen Gadol announces, B'Shem Avayan, Kol Yirkol Ha'om, Oynen Akro, Baruch Shem Kavoyed Malchus L'Nevoyed, L'Hashem, but that's all the Goyrel, and then there's Lazozel, he has to be sent away. But that process of being Mevar is the beginning of the process of return to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The process of Kapar has to start with the Bir HaToyv V'Hara Zemizeh.